This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Getting closer than you think, perhaps. It is Roseburg Graffiti Weekend. Bob Scott, one of the organizers. Thanks for coming in.
You bet.
So talk about Graffiti Weekend. How long have you been involved?
I've been involved at least 7-8 years, maybe more, but this is my second year as president.
And how many classic cars do you have?
One.
You have one? Oh, that's right. And what is it?
A Corvette.
Oh, and what year?
82 Collector Edition.
And it's probably not in the parking lot, is it?
No.
No, I didn't bring it today. Okay.
I cleaned it yesterday.
And once you clean it, you just leave it in one place.
Not very long.
Yeah, definitely. So graffiti is such a unique event. It's really been pulling people into the Umpqua Valley for decades now. Talk about some of the things that are planned for this year.
Oh, Lordy. We have our usual. We start on Wednesday with the Street Memories kickoff show, and this year it's back at the VA, which is we think is a plus. We have Dance-Off Social that same night. Thursday is the Cascade Community Ice Cream Social. We have a retirement rest home tour. Then on the evening, Rocky's Auto Repair Burnout Competition at Backside, cruising and viewing at Splits. And then cruising between Pete's and Sonic and Splits makes Thursday a pretty busy evening. And Friday we have the Lithia Graffiti. They're going to be at the race fairgrounds this year. And then that Friday afternoon is the Rat Rods out in Glide. They have a big show. And then always Friday night again, it's Pete's and Harvard and cruising. And Seven Feathers is going to have a concert. Band of Machos, I guess, is their featured group. Saturday we roll into the Rock and Rollin' Breakfast. And then we have the Stray Angels Show and Shine. That'll be at Melrose Vineyards again this year. And downtown, I do the Corvette Show and Shine. I invite all the Corvette clubs in the state to park on Jackson Street, and I entice them to do that. Park with us, get on the shuttle bus, go out to Melrose, look at the hot rods, and come back for the cruise. Also on Jackson, we have the Elks is going to do an antique or a motorcycle show. And then we roll into the evening with the main event, probably is the graffiti cruise downtown. And then Sunday we do a weekend fun run, poker run, and then there's a Seven Feathers Cars and Coffee event.
Well, a lot of things going on, and I know that a lot of this brings in people, not only people from outside the area, but even people out of state. I mean, the interest in this is a big deal.
Oh, yes, it's the whole Northwest. Some data got collected from Experience Roseburg or Anvil. In 2019, they estimated our attendance at 70,000, which brought in roughly 12.7 million economic impact to the area.
Wow.
2020, we got COVID hurt us. 2021, we had 54.7 attendance with a 10.3 economic impact. 22, we had 62.6 thousand people with 11.5 million impact. 23, we had 66,500 people with a 12.7 million impact.
So yeah, it really is a big deal. One of the things I notice is folks who live in Roseburg for a decent period of time, if they end up moving elsewhere, this is the weekend, the week they come back.
Sometimes, a lot of times.
Yeah, no, I definitely, there are folks I see every year downtown at the cruise on Saturday night that used to live here, but they always want to come back and check it out. Is there a favorite one of these events for you?
No, I do the whole week. I'm going to live in my car that week.
There, I mean, this whole week, then, is kind of your favorite week of the year, then, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately. But
talk about the classic car clubs and all the work, you know, the effort doing this going back to the 80s. It's amazing this has been going on for so long.
Yeah, July 10th of 82, the three main primary car clubs, the Umpqua Flatheads, the Stray Angels, and the Timberland Corvettes got together and started it. In 83, they started the Show and Shine, and in 85, we moved downtown with the assistance of Roseburg, City of Roseburg, and started on the cruise on Jackson Street to kind of keep it controlled.
And the downtown cruise is just sort of an amazing Americana kind of feature. People just in terms of people hanging out and just enjoying the cars and riding in vehicles. One of our staff actually found a picture of, and I don't know where they got it, a picture from a past year. And I was riding in the back of somebody's car, and I realized later I really don't know whose car it was. But apparently somebody invited me to ride in their car. So, I mean, it's just fun to check all these cars out.
Oh, always, yeah. There's so many of them, too.
And you've got now, what is the newest vehicle this year? What's sort of the framework that we're working with?
You mean ages?
Yeah.
Generally, it's 79 and older.
And so 79 older cars, it's amazing because 79 is a lot farther back than it used to be.
Quite. So, well, you go back to 82, we're already at 40 years.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's 40 years of this going on. So 42 years of the fun. Now, if people want to find out more about what's going on, you've got the flyers around town, a lot of different locations, and you got a website, too.
Yes, and I keep that updated. And then our booklet is going to press this week, and we distribute those. We print 6,500 copies of the book that has all the events and obviously our advertisements and our sponsors and all of the events and all of the details are covered in a booklet.
All right, perfect. Well, we'll talk more with you as we get closer. Anything else you want to let people know about this morning?
Generally, people don't realize how much this cost us to put this together. So, Graffiti Weekend Committee is the conglomerate of the car club members. And my job is the committee is to support the car clubs in their individual events. But last year, our overall expenses were roughly $25,000 just to make it the event fly. That's why we appreciate all our sponsors and advertisers.
All right, very good. Graffiti Weekend, I don't even think we mentioned the dates yet.
July 10 to 14.
All right, Bob Scott, president of the Graffiti Weekend Committee. We'll talk to you again as we get closer. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You bet. Thank you.
8:40 at the Morning Report.